Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios. Deanna's out. She's going home to St. Louis for the weekend. She earned it, rightfully so. But don't worry, it's a Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest winning weekend. I got tickets for that, 7 a.m., 8 a.m. That's my jam. Your chance to get some Jurassic Quest family four-pack tickets. Also, this morning, he served as Michael Jackson's real-life head of security from the Jackson 5 era. From the 1990s, became a close friend and surrogate father to Michael Jackson. Kylan Durrell Jones, who played Mr. Bray, Bill Bray, he's going to be on the show this morning, fresh off the movie Michael. Your motivation on the way, coming up in 10 minutes, man. We starting your weekend off right, the Hustle and Shine way. Only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. It's Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You can't eliminate all the demands life makes on you. What you can do is get out ahead of those demands. When you earn money before you spend it, you avoid the high cost of being in debt. Similarly, finish a task before it needs to be done, and you avoid the anxiety of rushing at the last minute. It's good to deal with problems when they arise. What's even better is exercising the foresight to prevent problems from ever occurring. If you find yourself wondering what to do, here's a suggestion. Look ahead. Anticipate what's coming your way, and take action now to make sure it goes smoothly. Rather than always playing catch-up, use the present to put something beneficial into your future. Give maximum leverage to your actions by completing them as early as possible. A reliable way to get ahead is to look ahead, plan ahead, and act ahead. Be proactive and get time to work in your favor. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time today. Look for highs in the lower 70s, thunderstorms in the way. Right now, you are cloudy and 60 in KCK. So Queen Latifah was recently interviewed by Angie Martinez, and she spoke about how comfortable she is in her life.
Some people are really good at navigating public life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are really bad at it. And some of my peers, my friends, like that fame thing hit them and their anonymity went away and they were like, they couldn't really handle that, you know? Plus we're teenagers and we gotta grow up still. We're still growing up. So that's really, really tough to grow up in front of the world. I also see people invite the world into their house and then come to regret it. I don't really feel the need to put my whole life in everybody else's hands. Mm-hmm. It's not like something that's a desire I have for you to know what's going on in my house every 5 minutes or what I ate or how I sleep or what I'm doing. Like, that's not for you.
Amen. Yeah, I'm very private like that too. And I think privacy, a level of it, is very healthy for you and your life and your family. So, yeah, man. I admire that about Queen Latifah. Always have. In other news, Floyd Mayweather Jr., I don't know what my man's be doing, but yeah, he's in some hot water when it comes to money. Hey, he has reportedly been ordered to pay nearly $1 million in back child support, y'all, along with more than $32,000 a month after a judge ruled he is the father of a four-year-old girl. According to court documents obtained by TMZ Sports, a judge officially declared Mayweather the child's father in March of 26. The child's mother previously filed court documents in June of 2023 asking a Nevada judge to legally establish paternity for her daughter, who was born in December 21. Take care of them kids. Ain't got nothing else to add besides that. Ain't nothing else needed to be added.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
If you went to the store and you bought some beef, you bought some steak, you might have noticed some price hikes, unfortunately. Well, beef prices, they have reached all-time high heading into the Memorial Day weekend. But shoppers in KCK says that they are not ready to give up on the grill, man. This was at a butcher shop as well. So the nation's cattle population has fallen to a 75-year low, y'all, driven by years of drought, and it's pushing prices higher at the meat counter. So a recent American Farm Bureau report indicates that Americans are eating more meat than ever. Industry analysis showed that red meat sales hit a record high of $112 billion last year. Lord have mercy, with 98% of American households buying meat for daily meals. But you already know that, like, we're going to go hard with it with Memorial Day, with all the individual barbecues that we got, the family barbecues we got, the big Memorial Day barbecues we got. Whew. Yeah, go crazy, y'all. Y'all know it's barbecue season. Y'all know I love it, man. Hopefully this weather act right this weekend so we can barbecue all weekend long.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
This Memorial Day weekend, Hot 103 Jams is giving you a grown vibe winning weekend. Listen for your chance to win free tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival July 11th through the 12th at the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District. No box wine allowed. Okay, I'm playing. I don't know if that's really true or not. Probably not. Experience great wine from around the world, delicious food, and soulful jazz in the heart of KC. You must be 21 or older to win from Hot 103 Jams. I know that box wine can sneak up on you. Mm-hmm. What else can sneak up on you? It's a little town topic. Maybe at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. Well, the location at 2021 Broadway previously announced, like last week, that they're going to be closing at 8 p.m., citing safety concerns. On the same day as the announcement last week, contracted security guards began patrolling the crossroads and as part of an effort to improve the public safety. So there was a shooting, and it was fatal in the early morning hours of April 26 in a parking lot near Broadway and Southwest Boulevard, which is right there by Town Topic. And that was the latest incident in the list of public safety concerns, in which led to the decision for them to, you know, shut down at 8. Well, they kind of revisited, and they're going to do something different. They're going to be open 24 hours, but the walk-up window will be open until 10 p.m. DoorDash is available from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. and the online ordering process is still in the works. Yikes. So if you ever been outside at the line of Town Topic on, you know, 2 a.m. on a Saturday night or whatever, you know how you know, chaotic that could be a little bit. Oh, in other news, I got to sneak this in too. Shout out to the United Way in Kansas City, because they're partnering with KCATA to offer free reduced cost bus passes as fares are going to return coming up on June 1st. So this is the single rides are going to be $2. Daily passes are going to be $4. Weekly passes are going to be $20, and monthly passes will be $62.50. And this plan comes at a time when, you know, the federal pandemic funding is expiring and KCATA plans to cut bus routes in September to make ends meet. So any help that KCATA can get is definitely needed at this point with these fares returning coming up on June 1st.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, shout out to your first choice for getting your praise on. It's right here on Hot 103 Jams with the Joy of Gospel, 7 a.m. until 12 noon every single Sunday right here on Hot 103 Jams. And shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app, whether you listen to the Joy of Gospel or you're doing it right now with Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Thank you so much for that. And shout out to all the cousins that's not no stream this morning because D ain't here controlling it. But shout out to everybody who's out riding around getting it. I know it's only a few of y'all because a lot of y'all took off today. But if you're on I-49 Belton from 150 Highway and I-49 from Blue Ridge and I-49, man, we love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine. I-35 and Armor up there north of the river. Let's see, 152 Highway and I-35 and Liberty. And shout out to all the cousins that's driving in the downtown loop right now, wherever you are, however you're doing it, listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you for that because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us, and we love and appreciate you for that.
Shout out, Roll Call.
All right, let's get it in with that 7-Eleven Roll Call. Carmen Nard said, good morning, everybody. Please have a blessed and safe Memorial Day weekend. Congratulations to my twins, Rain and Roy, graduating kindergarten today. Mommy loves y'all. Okay, I like that. Let's see. Shout out to my daughter, Janiyah, class of 2026, Raytown High, from Mama Kiara. Good morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Enjoy the extra day off. Brian, I'm still grilling my steaks and burgers. I know that's right. You better get it. Hey, good morning, Stacy. Happy Friday. Whose little bitty car is that in y'all's parking lot? I don't know who that is, Stacey Davis. Rich Harris, good morning, dog. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. And he's shouting out the town this morning. All right, let's get to some of these graduates. Tiana Bohunsky at Liberty North High. Congratulations to you. Marquand Washington, Shawnee Mission South High School. Devon Lewis at Southeast High School. Eric Hervey, Washington High School. Congratulations to all of these senior shout-outs. Dr. Damon Ross, Howard University. Again, shout-out to you. Samaya Williams at UMKC. Robert White at J.C. Harmon High. Ryan Johnson at Grandview High School. Congratulations, class of 2026. Abiani Singh at Olathe North High. Or Abani Singh, I'm sorry, at Olathe North High. Nathaniel Banks at Bonner Springs High. Talon Bryant at Washington High. Congratulations to you guys. Cheyenne Miller at East High. Jaden Roden at Lincoln College Prep. Congratulations to you. Jamari Bell at Park Hill High. Kevin Hill III at University Academy. Dominic Hargraves, Winnetonka. Jaden Thurston at North Kansas City High School. Christopher Clay, also Wadami High School. Alani Davis at Park Hill High School. And Trenisha Abernathy at Grandview High School. Congratulations, class of 2026. And everybody else who I didn't get to. My bad. We'll get some more next week, maybe.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 on your time today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Thunderstorms in the mix. Cloudy at 61 currently on I-435 in Holmes. So Issa Rae is getting tired of y'all using AI images on flyers. She'd rather y'all use an old school Getty image.
The life of me, I don't understand why I keep getting recreated via AI when my face is right there. My face is right there. I would rather y'all choose my worst Getty image. I would rather y'all bring back them caricatures where my teeth were mad big than use these AI generated photos of me when my face is right there. One of them almost fooled me. This one almost fooled me. I don't like it.
I know that's right. That got to be kind of weird waking up to some fake AI image of you all the time, every 5 minutes or whatever. And y'all, stop using the same AI, whatever it is, for the same flyers. Come on, y'all. Stop. In other news, K. Michelle is talking about forgiveness.
And when it comes to her, I feel like she feels like, you know, it's her show or whatever.
I never play lively the game. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, you're never going to have me fall in line. Mm-hmm. You're never going to make me fall in line. It's just never going to happen.
Right.
So, if I don't play it your way, you won't play it this way. And just know I'm going to play it that way. Hopefully, you know, I'm always open, especially in this type of arena and things. You have to forgive.
So, that was K. Michelle on where she currently stands with her Real Housewives of Atlanta castmate, Portia Williams, as they exchanged words earlier this week on X following the latest episode of the show. Somebody said something about forgiveness is like, you gotta forgive, because making somebody or holding on to unforgiveness is like you trying to drink poison and them trying to ingest it or them trying to be affected by it. The point is, you gotta let it go, y'all. Please.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
D is the movie that, you know, I've been waiting to see. I still haven't seen it yet, and I'm a little ashamed. I just ain't had no time yet. But Michael, it is sweeping the nation and soon the world off its feet, because it's about to open in Japan here coming up soon. But a very important character played by Keelan Darrell Jones. He's in the building up, hustling and shining this morning. Keelan, how you feeling, fam?
I'm feeling great, brother. I'm a little disappointed you haven't seen it, but I understand time is tight these days.
It's on our, I promise it is on our to-do list here. We even got some tickets for it. We just trying to make some time. Probably this weekend, likely.
I was going
to
say, you got a holiday weekend coming up. You can go see it two or three times.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your start in theater, how you got into acting.
Yeah, well, it's something I've always wanted to do. But, you know, growing up lower middle class in Maryland, I ain't know where to start or what to do. But I just started doing plays in school. And then ultimately, I went to school for acting. I went to L.A. to the Stella Adler Academy. And then I came back east and I got an associate's, a bachelor's. And then I went to NYU and got an MFA in theater and acting, studied at Oxford for a semester. So, you know, I've always loved acting. I've always wanted to do it, and cut my teeth in theater. And now here we are. It's been a journey, I'll tell you what.
Now, before you got this phone call for this role, what was your opinion on Michael Jackson? Like, was he one of your goats of all, the greatest of all times on your list, your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm an 80s baby. So I was born like, you know, into the zenith of like, Thriller and Bad and then Dangerous. Dangerous was the Michael that I grew up with. That's my album, you know what I'm talking about. So I've always been a fan. And also, like, every year, you know, you got Thriller around Halloween, and then it's basically, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas season, and the Motown Christmas music, the Jackson 5 Christmas album is always in heavy rotation. Still to this day.
Saw mommy kisses.
That's the one.
See, you didn't started them up now.
Look, Keelan, I was born in 85. So I was born. We was both born in I try to tell D, she was born in 96. Mm-hmm. I try to explain to her like how enormously famous this dude was. It was like there's nothing we could compare it to. But knowing about Michael Jackson and being a big fan of his, we all knew that he had issues with his biological father, Joseph Jackson. And you're playing the character of Bill Bray, who is now known as kind of the father that Michael Jackson never really had while he was on the road. What are some of the important things that you learned about Bill Bray and his relationship with Michael Jackson and how close they were?
Well, I'm just fascinated. He was a former LAPD cop who used to moonlight as security for some of the Motown artists. And then the lore that I heard was that Berry Gordy introduced him to Joe, and Joe, you know, brought him on to take care of the boys, and thusly Michael. And so he started doing that full time. And I'm just blown away by the care and love and the tutelage that he took Michael Jackson under his wing. You know, of course, he saw the talents. They were global superstars. You know, Jackson 5 rivaled the Beatles. And then, you know, he went out on his own, did Thriller, et cetera, et cetera. But also, he, aside from all of that, he saw a little boy and in turn a young man who just needed love and protection. And he went out of his way to provide that, because he didn't have to. He could have still been a solid security guard, clocked in, did the 9-to-5 thing and went on home. But he went above and beyond and took that extra step. And like you said, sort of became his surrogate father. You know what I mean?
What did your process look like in preparation for this? Did you have a mentor of some sorts to kind of make sure that you were in line with the portrayal of Bill Bray?
I do. You know, I've been around that sort of energy my whole life. My dad was a single father. I've got two older brothers. I'm in a fraternity. Shout out to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. My uncles, you know, and even some of my aunties. You know, I've just been around that maternal, avuncular energy my whole life. I'm the youngest of all my brothers and cousins. And so And I've also mentored others in my life, you know, as some of my younger frat bros. Yeah. And, you know, I'm in some big brother, little brother kind of organization. So I'm just trying to tap into that avuncular paternal energy, you know, that old black man, what you talking about, young black type energy. Yeah, and just rock with it. And I guess it didn't help. I mean, it didn't hurt that I look just like the guy, you know what I mean? So between the looks and the mannerisms and the energy, I just try to, you know, capture that energy and that rapport.
Was it anything shocking that you learned about filming Michael Jackson that just completely knocked you on your ass that you didn't know about?
I feel more inspired just knowing, you'll see when you see the movie, he did a lot of like positive self-speak and mantras, and he would write positive things on his mirrors. And, you know, to be a global icon since you're 8, 9, 10 years old, but to still have so many sort of fears and insecurities and things like this is for me, it humanizes him in a way that makes it more inspiring. So, yeah, that's one thing I took away.
Any possible chance you can give us a glimpse into part two?
You know about as much as I do, my brother. I have heard inklings of around the internet, and they say it's confirmed. My fingers are crossed, and I want to be a part of it. So time will tell. I'm ready to jam whenever they are. You know what I mean?
With Jafar Jackson, you know, playing Michael, a lot of people are like really saying that he embodied Michael Jackson and what he was as a person and how he was as a performer. What was your vantage point in watching him act out this role throughout the entire process?
Well, first of all, Jafar is very much like his uncle, in as much as he's very talented. He's got raw talent. You know, he had never really acted before, never danced before. It's a musical family, so he had the musical chops and a really lovely voice. But he's also just a sweet human, you know what I mean? You can feel his heart when you're talking to him in the way that I've heard that Michael was. But yeah, when he put on that hair and the makeup, and he you know, he pitched up his voice, his speaking voice a little bit, and the brother can sing his little butt off, you know what I mean? So it was really magical to watch him, especially someone who had never acted before, and I've been doing this a long time, to watch him just sort of lock in and turn it on. It was I don't know, just magical. I'm really inspired by the dude. I'll tell you what.
Make sure you check out Michael in theaters now, everywhere you are. Keelan Darrell Jones, thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the morning, man. We're looking forward to talking to you again on your next blockbuster, yes, man. Have a good one and be a blessing.
Bye, man. Cheers. Thank you.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Let's get in the booth real quick. Come on. It is so many things going on this weekend. I got to hurry up and get to it, y'all. List of events this weekend. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Look up and get out. It's Friday. Check on deposit. We all got paid. Hustle morning in the shine always. Who barbecuing? It's Memorial Day. Right off the top of the dome with that one. Hey, yo, check me out. I will be at Metro by T-Mobile, 6815 Longview Road, 4 to 6 p.m. today. We got all types of giveaways, prizes. Come through, man, and hook your phone service up. And then later on tonight, my brother DJ Mac, he got the Siciliors R&B experience going down at the District. If you ain't into that, they got Two Steppin' Wars going down at Culture X. That's going down tonight as well. All the Two Steppers gonna be out. Let's see, the 2026 American Jazz Walk of Fame induction ceremony is tomorrow. Ruben Studdard, he's in the building at the Gym Theater with Kim Waters. And if you don't want to check that out tomorrow, so many things to do on Saturday. The On Wax R&B edition going down at Bayon Main. Shout out to the Royal Chief for putting that on. Also Saturday at Aura. Els, we got one. And my dog Corey Jarvis, they got Aura popping off on Saturday night. And then they are back at it. Els, we got one. And Corey, they are at Layla's Lounge on Sunday night with an R&B vibe. And then Freddie Gibbs, he's going to be at the Truman this weekend. So many things to do in the town. But we ask of you one thing right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Make sure you have a good time. Be safe. But please, most of all, don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Thunderstorms are going to be in the mix, y'all. Bring your umbrella. Right now, you are cloudy in 63 in Lee Summit. I think it's one family you don't want to mess with. It's probably the Wayans family. And Ari Spears, fam, seems like they got a lot of beef with you.
It was a comedian, Ari Spears, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And a b- too.
Wait,
we keep our mouth shut. We
right, don't talk I didn't go back at him because I didn't care, but now that you bring it up, he's a that because he was begging to get inside of one of our movies or on our TV show. I hooked him up. I put him on a cartoon that we did called The Boo Crew. And I realized how crazy he was. He was a crazy man. So
what he's saying is, keep my name out your mouth.
Is that why?
We've seen him get slapped up already online. So.
Yikes. Yeah, I remember that video. I'm very clear-minded. Everybody got beef with Ari Spears, man. He better chill out with all that, man. I don't know. I know that's a family I don't want to beef with. Anyway, another news, some good news, positive news. Quita Brunson's resume is getting longer. She'll have a new feature film underway. According to Variety, she's set to play Betty Boop in an upcoming feature film adaptation. And then the film is being developed by Quita's company, Fifth Chance Productions, in partnership with Mark Fleischer, the grandson of Betty Boop creator Max Fleischer. And Felicia Studios. So congratulations to her.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Time to wish those sarcastic, adaptable, funny, and irritable Gemini some happy birthdays.
Hey, birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to legendary R&B singer, member of New Edition and LSG, Johnny Gill. Happy birthday to legendary model, Naomi Campbell. Sending birthday love to one of our favorite R&B singers in Kansas City, Donnell Jones. Happy birthday to R&B and soul singer Vivian Green. It's another soul singer's birthday. Happy birthday to Avery Sunshine. Them Geminis can sing because it is Shirley Murdoch's birthday. Also, happy birthday to songstress and soul singer Lila James. Happy heavenly birthday to legendary actor Paul Winfield. Now let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Erica Brown Lee, Robert Craddock, and Kenya Smith. Plus, sending birthday love to Cassandra Mayo, Michaela Green, and everybody else born on May 22nd. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
You love someone, you don't treat them bad.
Oh, my God.
How are you doing, man?
Good morning, Brian. What up, Joe?
Good morning, Miss Cindy.
Oh, my God.
Where you barbecuing at this weekend, man?
I'm going to be at home with my kids, as always.
You ain't got nothing on the menu?
I got everything on the menu. I want a shopper free and some fresh up today, so I'm going to bless the community. I got ribs and steaks and shrimp and all types of stuff I want.
Okay. Okay, Miss Cindy, we're going to get right to it. You ready to finish these lyrics for these tickets to Jurassic Quest? Huh?
Let's go.
Give me some time. I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me. Been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone.
Cause when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I'm gonna leave. I'm crying a heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to be.
Where I wanna be.
Yeah, I used to be in love with Johnny.
Ain't you from Chicago? He from Chicago too, right?
Yeah.
There it is. Well, Miss Cindy, you and the kids is going to the most popular interactive dinosaur experience, Jurassic Quest. This experience provides unforgettable adventure, transporting your family through over 165 million years of true-to-life versions of the creatures that once ruled the Earth. You ready for that, Miss Cindy?
All right. My grandbaby's going to see that.
Get them kids a good nap after this. Tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Shut up, Ryan.